Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the Gas South Convention Center, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is presented by Regions Bank, member FDIC.
And greetings and salutations, loyal listeners of Gwinnett Business Radio. Welcome to another hopefully award-winning edition of what I just said, Gwinnett Business Radio, coming to you live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios here in the beautiful Gas South District Convention Center. With me, as always, although almost not as always today, is Harper LaBelle.
Close, but I have to admit, did you get the point? Did you get the point that says, let's go, you're on the air, it's time to start rolling?
Oh, he said, I'm muting your mics now. He was a producer. He was actually a great producer.
After Amanda introduced us,
yeah.
Normally there's a point like, you're on.
Oh, yeah, there was no point today.
Yeah,
I think he's a little mad at us.
He's
probably
mad at me.
That goes with
He doesn't love me right now. But if you love what makes a Subaru a Subaru, then you can enjoy the big savings and the hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. You can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com. You can join their family. You can go to 2950 Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. You can send a carrier pigeon. It doesn't matter. Whatever you do, if you would like to get into a new car or a previously enjoyed one, visit the folks at SubaruofGwinnett.com. If you're already a Subaruist, then you can check out their Facebook page for the latest news offers and community events.
That was fantastic. That was seamless. That was wonderful. And speaking of fantastic, wonderful, that describes our guest.
Yeah. Steve's all of those. Not you, Steve.
Not me, Steven.
The good
Steve. It is Steve Garner. He is here with Station 18 Apartment Homes in Buford, Georgia. Steve, welcome to the studio.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Station 18 Apartment
Homes.
Studio
54.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Station 18 Apartment Homes. Obviously, it's an apartment complex, but tell us all about it.
Wow. We're brand new. That's the biggest thing. We're a brand new
community.
That's
huge. Yeah.
Of course, 1, 2, and 3.
You're not previously enjoyed? Everything is the paint still wet, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Well, not good if I'm moving in.
Well,
but why would I want to move in?
Yeah.
Why would you want to move in? We're in Buford, Georgia. Luxury, comfort, excellent location, timeless finishings, and state-of-the-art amenities. I mean, most people will definitely love what we have to offer. Resort-style swimming pool, club room, cyber cafe, and I can go on and on, but that's just a taste of what we have.
All right, Steve, I've got to ask the most obvious question, so I'm going to jump on it before Harper grabs it so I can get that first good question out of the way. Station 18. Why Station 18?
Why Station 18? Why not? But the name, right?
Well, why not is because there's 8 million other names I could choose, but I know Station 18 was picked for a reason. Tell me why.
It's a simple fix. It's our address, 1809 Appaloosa Lane, Buford, Georgia, 30519.
And so,
Station 18 is our address.
Okay, so it was the address.
Yes.
I got to be honest, Steve, I was kind of hoping for more. I think since it's new, I think you guys got to figure out other...
It's
might
too
be
simple
some,
for you to understand.
Well, is no, it's good. I just you kind of want that, you know, you kind of want that big reveal, and it's like, oh, it's our address. Oh, well.
Do you prefer to be like the enclave? Every other subdivision is the enclave, but Station 18. And if there's some meaning and some history behind
Station
it,
Glenn.
we want to know more about that.
But yeah.
Now you say it's brand new. Tell us a little bit more. I mean, how new is brand new, and then what were the things that got the apartment approved and the process and why in this particular area? Tell us about the need and how you're able to fit it.
Well, the company Asset Living has properties throughout Atlanta and other parts of the world. But Buford has been a unique area. I guess you see that there's so much building, so much happening, the recreational area. We have Topgolf, Andretti's, you name it, Starbucks. Everyone has Starbucks. But my point is, Mall of Georgia. So we saw opportunity to be put nestled in an area with several opportunities, activities. So that was kind of like what drove our owners to create this market. Mm. And we've had some success in Gwinnett already. So we decided to add another one, Kroger Publix.
So because it's brand new and because you were kind of quickly describing the amenities, can you point out maybe one or two amenities that Station 18 will have that maybe some of the other apartments of this larger company, maybe they don't have because of their age and you guys have been able to do something brand new?
Well, elevators.
That's we have huge.
Elevators in That's every huge. Single building.
Wow.
Wait a second. I like steps. Do you still have steps?
We still have steps.
Oh, so man. There's a choice.
There's both. Oh, wow. You can choose to go wow. up the steps.
Wow.
Do you prefer me to go up with Stephen and loading up that big armoire or the sofa that weighs more than it should?
I know, right? And the piano?
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot about the piano. Got to have one of those.
I don't know if the piano would fit in the elevator. I don't know.
Is it like the hospital elevator where it's elongated, it's rectangular shaped?
Yes.
That's perfect for furniture.
Wow. Absolutely.
Good yeah. for you. You see, you're thinking a lot of stuff there and putting the amenities in. It would be great if we had one of these. And you put it in. And then, boy, it would be great if we had a luxurious pool, not just a regular pool, right?
Correct.
You thought of all these things and then said, let's put a better complex together because we've thought out some of the problems. Is that part of what the process has been for you?
That is correct.
Yeah.
And one of the great things is you want to be in the now, right? Everyone's in the now, the social media, the likes, et cetera. So we created that. We got a bark park. Everyone loves their dogs. Mm. We got a fitness center. Everyone loves to work out. Well, everyone wants to get in shape.
Not everybody.
January 1st through the 5th. I mean,
that's right. In between the bowl games and the Hallmark shows that you have to watch with the missus, then you get to not work out anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Steve Garner. He is I didn't say this at the beginning, he is the community manager of Station 18 Apartment Homes, located at 1809 Appaloosa Lane. Let's go ahead and take care of it. Normally, we would kind of say this at the end, but because it's named after the address, so 1809 Appaloosa Lane, you've talked about kind of Mall of Georgia area. That's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Can you kind of give our listeners a picture of exactly where you got, a better picture of exactly where you're located.
Okay. If we could do a Google pin.
Yeah.
There's a place called Tacos and Tequila.
Uh-huh. I know that place.
Flying Biscuit.
Yep.
You can cross the street and we're right there in the corner.
Okay. So you're on the other side of the interstate from the Topgolf and Cool Ray, but not very far, just right down Highway 20. And then there's that, so the Tacos and Tequila is set back from the road, back where the Steak and Shake and the Starbucks and across the street from the Krispy Kreme. I've driven the road.
There you go.
It's been there a while. So yeah, that's a great place. So it's right in the middle of all the action, but if you're far enough back, you're not going to hear as much honking. You're not going to hear as much screeching. The traffic noise will be a lot less.
You've mastered the plan.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
That is the master plan. That's correct.
That's fantastic. So you're right in the middle of all the action, but you're far enough away because that you go back far enough back there, there's going to be some woods back there. There's going to be some nice, there might be some trails.
Trails, views. As a matter of fact, there's only three buildings. So, you know, the individuals that are there, they're going to really enjoy it. It's going to be like a home subdivision, basically.
Now, we're recording this right at the beginning of April of 2024. Is everything completed? Are all the buildings completed, or are we still in process here?
The buildings are completed, but in reference to move-ins, yeah. we're looking at maybe middle of May.
Okay, so mm-hmm. you're in the ramp-up phase, so if you're listening to this a year later, I'm sure they've still got plenty of opportunities, people who've moved in and out. But right now in 2024, I mean, this is, as Harper said, the paint's still drying.
Yeah.
And you can be the first one. You can be the one to make it not new anymore.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Be the first one to use the elevator. Or the first one to get lost on the trail. You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, don't want to be that guy.
Stephen, when you take into consideration what people are going through right now, location, location, location is a part of every property. It seems like you've figured that out, at least for a temporary solution, meaning it could be a year or two till somebody gets their own home if that's what they desire, or as long as they're in the area, they've got a really good place to stay. What are you've mentioned some of the reasons that locally with the businesses and the places that would be where people want to go to, but you want to be work related. You're also right near I-85, aren't you? You're just a stone's throw for there. So again, the location was real key. How much of that was put into consideration when the property was actually purchased and the idea for building the apartments? Great location, obviously. Tell us a little bit about that story.
That is correct. As a matter of fact, you know, we did our research, and Northside Hospital is sitting right in the middle of Beaufort. They haven't even completed their building, as well as other businesses and other medical facilities. We're also in the second-year school cluster. That's an AI school. So the middle school and the elementary school, they feed into second-year, which is a AI, and we're definitely the community that fits into that school zone for those that have kids as well. So we did do our research to try to get the perfect fit for our property.
Steve, as the community manager, you kind of talked about the amenities. I'm going to go back to that, and let's just focus on that a little bit more because you gave some quick stuff at the very beginning. But as the community manager, that's kind of one of the things you recognize as being incredibly important, not just to attract people, but to keep them there. So what are you excited about in terms of building a community, being the community manager and the people who come in? What are you excited about people living there long-term to go, hey, I'm going to stay here because it's got X, Y, or Z? Obviously, the surrounding area is great, but specifically on campus, what are you most excited about?
That is a great question. As a matter of fact, what we try to do is build relationships. And we build relationships, and that's what makes people come back. And we try to, one of our themes is building relationships and meaningful moments that will be long-lasting for that individual that comes, anyone that comes through our doors, whether that be the vendor, the painter, or anyone. So we are very professional. Our customer service and the way that we treat individuals is state of the art in our opinion, because we definitely, from our leadership, it just trickles down from leadership. That's over 40 years or more experience. And they trained us because they started from the bottom and worked their way up as well. So really building relationships, listening to the residents, being open, having an open door, clarity, and just staying professional in all circumstances. And that's kind of what kind of builds a community, makes a house a home.
You mentioned a cyber cafe.
Yeah.
So
I mean, there's going to be robots?
Yeah.
You're going to have coffee with a robot?
So I've got internet in my apartment. Why would I want to go to a cyber cafe?
Do you always want to be in your apartment, or you want to pull away
and get some pull away?
Yeah, yeah. Even like this area, you do get to pull away, have to, you know, see some other residents or watch television, or let's just say there's a couple and they want to have a little time away from one.
I love you, but I can't be with you right now.
Yes.
Right. So I'm going to go down to the cyber cafe and catch the game and I guess in the age of remote working, you know, within reason, I might be able to do my job or run my my apartment-based business out of the cyber cafe. And again, it's kind of that community, bringing people together.
That's correct. And Don't forget the coffee.
Oh, there's coffee.
Yeah, that's coffee.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Is it good coffee?
It's great coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's great coffee. It's not just good.
Yeah.
Steve, the enthusiasm and the passion that you have, where did that come from? How long have you been with this company, and what has led you to where you are right now, and you're saying, I've got a great place for people to live, and I want to tell folks about it?
That's a great question. I've been with this company about 7 years on and off, but it's been a great, great ride. I think my energy comes from my roots, from my hometown, Warner Robins, Georgia, football town. You know, just everyone knows everyone, and I came to Atlanta, and I kind of kept that going. Positive energy, just upbringing, good coaches, good leadership, good family. So that's kind of what I do when I'm doing business as well.
And when you come from Warner Robins and you come from that community and kind of knowing everybody, making everybody feel welcome and at home, that can set you apart.
Yes.
In an area like Metro Atlanta. And it also attracts like-minded people, right? I mean, that's part of it too, is you're enjoyable to be around. And so then people go, I want to be around him and I'm going to be more like that. And then that builds community.
That's correct. And the team.
Yeah.
We try to distill that within our team and service supervisor. You know, that's kind of what we do.
And it's infectious, I would imagine. Word of mouth and saying, hey, there's a great place. Station 18, for example, and one person tells another, next thing you know, you're full. Now, you're not full yet because you're still letting the paint dry, but what are your projections in terms of, you know, your expectations for being able to accommodate as many apartments that you have with the number of people that are looking for a place to live right now?
That is great. I would love to be full overnight, but to your point, our projections are 12 months to a year. That's kind of what we project to be full. If we continue to do Radio X and some of this, we may fill up faster. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of our goal, is to build that. And as of right now, one of the great things that we're doing, if someone listens to this a year from now, it may not be, but we are doing 2 months free up front. And that will kind of...
Well, glad you mentioned that. Yeah, that's an important to know.
Hey, maybe obviously. You should lead with that on the next...
I know, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
What's traffic like? And I'm sure the locals are going, gosh, we're going to put an apartment in, and that's going to make it even harder for me to get through the light or get to work. There are some bigger roads. There are some road widenings. There are some things that are doing their best to make that not a problem. But when you're empty, you don't have the same traffic problems as when you're full. First of all, how many apartments are there? And then, again, with your projections, how does the average person go, I can handle that?
251.
Okay.
So that's technically, in our industry, that's a smaller community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
And again, being set back from the road, people aren't going to really notice that. And I would just say, as someone who travels Georgia Highway 20 a lot, that's not going to make that much of an impact. And besides the road, it just depends on the time of day. But it moves, but it doesn't move necessarily quickly because of how much is going on. What I love is where you guys are located. There's so much on Georgia Highway 20, Mall of Georgia, you talked about it, Topgolf, Cooley Field, where the Stripers are. I mean, there's just so much good stuff to go on there. But exactly where you're located, Tacos and Tequila, there's a Chipotle, there's Parma Tavern is fantastic. A quick shout out to them, and they don't even know how much I frequent them, but there's a lot of great. Bonefish Grill is right there. There's a Starbucks, there's an Einstein.
Sprouts.
So all of that is before you even get to Georgia Highway 20. So you could have all the dining out experiences you want without having to get onto the traffic of Georgia Highway 20. And then if you do take on the traffic, there's so many other places to choose from. What I was going to ask is, and you can say this about the company overall or just specifically about Station 18, apart from being the newest, what else do you think is going to set you guys apart? What's your goal as the community manager as you look forward and you go, man, 5 years from now, I want people to be saying this about our apartment complex, and that sets us apart. That makes us different.
Well, we alluded to it earlier, and I mentioned that the relationships, and we have things such as not just amenities, but just the relationships we build with the residents. We have an open door policy. And every day is not a good day, but if they bring something to our attention, we try to get the resolution as soon as possible. We're mindful of holidays. We're mindful of that person that comes home at 10 that has that package that they may not get, and we have a company that takes care of that as well. So we're doing those little things that make a big difference, and that's kind of what makes us different from the other communities.
I think if you have as many good resolutions and as quickly as possible of the not so good days, that would absolutely set you apart, right? I think that is one major way that apartment living, you can be very different from the norm, I guess. Everybody's got an apartment experience, right?
That's true.
And you just want to have more, you just want to have good ones. And then when there's, I love the way you said it, a not so great, everybody has not so great days. How are we resolving those not so great days? And I think that absolutely can set you apart. Are there also, do you see in the future that there are ways to bring residents together apart from the areas that bring them together? Or is there opportunities to go, hey, we're in the cyber cafe, we've got more than just coffee. We brought donuts from Krispy Kreme across the street, or just things like that. Is that something that is, or because it's hard. It's some people like, just leave me alone. I just want to go to my apartment. Is there ways you can do that as a community manager?
As a matter of fact, we are. Of course, in grand openings, you can do this, but we're going to do food trucks, DJs, pool parties, things of that nature. Now, the pool may be a little delayed for the party because the pool's not done yet. However, but we do resident functions, whether it be Krispy Kreme, Chick-fil-A, Tacos, Tequila, Cheesecake Factory. But those are some things that we are going to do as a community and invite and also guests of the community that are considering leasing with us. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do those things as well. So that's a great, great, great reminder of that as well.
Do me a favor. You mentioned some of the amenities. If you wouldn't mind, take a couple seconds to go over some of the specifics, because you mentioned the pool. Well, is the pool just a pool? It's a 20 by 12 rectangular cement pond? Or is there a gazebo that was put there in mind so that the kid's third birthday party could be there if they wanted to have that? You understand the meaning behind all of the planning and all of the projection. What if we could do this and you did it? What if we could do this and that and you did it? I mean, allow us to hear a little bit more of what it is that you spent time really going over details that are fine-tooth combed but are important for our listeners to know about.
That's a great question. I wish I was the builder, but actually I'm the one that's just presenting what he did, right? But it was a genius. But in reference to the pool, you are right. It's not going to just be rectangular. It's going to be very similar to resort style, where you have different sections where people can actually go out and sun, read books, et cetera.
So it'll be the section where Stephen doesn't want me to be, right?
Yes, he, yes.
His amen. Section is
and vice versa, and vice versa.
And my section is them, right? Yeah. The us versus them
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, there's vice versa.
Yeah, okay. I'm cool with that, I guess. Go ahead.
And you mentioned you wanted me to align some other amenities. We mentioned the car wash. I mean, many communities don't have that, so that's a plus. We talked about the bark park. Everyone has their
pet,
right?
So pets are allowed, right?
Yes.
Now, is there a size limit on the dog? A bull mastiff versus a chihuahua? There's
not a size limit, but there's a breed restriction on aggressive breeds, and we have a breakdown of that.
Okay.
All right.
And if my dog's a yapper, even though it's a small accepted breed, I got to be careful with that, right?
We can work with the yapper.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as you clean up after them when you walk in the property.
Oh, that's important too.
That's one of those not every day is a good day when your neighbor's dog is a yapper. Mm-hmm. You guys will help try to resolve that as quickly as you can.
Absolutely.
So anyway, go on.
And I also forgot to share with you guys curb appeal. We do take a grand stake in having good curb appeal. I mean, your flowers, your plants, and things of that nature. We have a great landscaping company as well. So
really, don't have weeds. You're not going to have a lot of weeds.
The goal is not to. I can't ever say no, but that's the goal.
So you can say with confidence that Station 18 does not lead the county in dandelions.
I love it.
Dandelions are edible. I've been told.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I kind of mow them up.
All right, go on. What other amenities? Talk a little more about them.
We talked about the interior, the luxury vinyl flooring. Of course, every apartment has a washer and dryer. Guess what? You don't have to bring that. Yes.
That's huge.
Already in the apartment.
How about a refrigerator?
Yes.
You got one of those too?
I like refrigerator. Stainless steel. How about that?
And a microwave.
Does it come with a half a bottle of mustard already in it that's been previously enjoyed?
No, because it's new. That's the point.
Well, if they were really thinking, they'd want to have the mustard that the previous resident didn't want to take with them.
Well, see, we don't have a previous.
Yeah, I know. You'd be the first.
Yeah, exactly. The air family.
Now, do all the buttons light up in the elevator? Because I want to make sure that I push all three of the buttons if there's three floors that... Because I've done that before.
You've done that?
Yeah. I know neither of you Steves have ever done that. Dan's never done that.
The way to do it is you go to the very top, and then as you get out, you press all the buttons so that they open on every floor on the way down.
So you have done it?
Of course.
Yeah.
I was 13 at the time, but I did do it.
I still think like a 13-year-old sometimes.
At times. Yeah.
But a lot of different things. And obviously the manicured lawns with the dog bark park and the trails that you're going to have. A tremendous amount of consideration has gone to make the best possible experience for all of your renters.
Absolutely.
Do we talk about what the market is and how it's been for renting? Because it seems to me like there's a lot of folks that right now are looking for places to live. There are an abundance of people and not quite as many places for them to live. So this will come at a perfect time, at least in terms of what the market is bearing.
That is correct. You know, post-COVID, things have shifted. Things have shifted and changed, meaning that building has become a big deal now. So rental, when people are in transition or changing companies or whatever the situation may be, apartments are a good fit for that because you never know what the next move or we may have someone that's looking, they're having a home built. That's an opportunity to stay in an apartment community.
What is your preference? Is it a 3-month, 6-month, full year? What are your leases looking like in terms of what I would have to sign? And is there any negotiating room?
Yes, but if short-term leases usually come with a premium. But in my preference, I would like 14 months so we could keep that resident for a long time.
And that includes the 12 months of two months free.
That's correct.
Free. Is that correct?
Right.
So 14-month lease.
That's my preference, but we can go 12 to 14 because people have schedules or school time, so we want to be able to accommodate that as well.
And I was going to ask this. You know, we are Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. There's a lot of business owners and business leaders who are listening to this. I would imagine a brand new, state-of-the-art, luxury apartment living complex, if there are certain businesses that are doing short-term contracts with employees or bringing people in for projects or whatever, it'd be a great opportunity to partner with you and go, hey, they're going to be here for a year. They're going to be here for 18 months. They're going to be here for 6 months. They could work out an opportunity to really give those employees a chance to enjoy their living experience rather than just, oh yeah, we're sticking you in a long-term stay hotel, which again, there's a place for that, but I think feeling at home. So,
well, in agreement with you, Stephen, and with so many other things around, you've got the mall within walking distance practically. You've got
on certain days quicker than
you
traffic.
You can go to the game or come here to a game and see stuff locally. Mm-hmm. You've got a good school system that's around if you want your family. And if it's just by yourself, if you can't find something to do near the Mall of Georgia, that's on you, right? That's your fault.
It's kind of like Thanksgiving
at your house, Stephen. If you go home hungry, that's your fault.
You're the most introverted person if you can't find something to do around the Mall of Georgia, that's for sure. Yeah.
And to your point, the businesses, we are doing something for the businesses, the local businesses near the property. We have a select few, and we will share that with them, you know, but Sprouts, the Mall of Georgia employees, some of the businesses as well. We just have something called Preferred Employee, and what that does is some of your upfront fees can be waived at move-in, but we have to just have proof that you really do work at that company, you know. But that's another great thing that we do for employees in that area.
Bringing an opportunity of live, work, play.
There we go.
With an area that has been great with growth. And I've said a couple things about the traffic. The reality is I can think of 10 other places in Atlanta I would rather not go and sit in traffic than the Mall of Georgia area. It does move. It's volume, but it's not, I want to hurt someone volume, right? I mean, I that's just the way I say it. So anyway, it's just my opinion. All right. So Steve Garner, Station 18 Apartment Homes. Give everybody the address. Also tell everybody where they can go online and learn more information about
or call you.
Yeah. Or
yes.
Whatever, as much or as little as you want to give out. And being the community manager, we're going to sit here for a little while because I'm sure he's going to give every single possible way people can contact.
Here we go. 1809 Appaloosa Lane. That's Beaufort, Georgia. 30519. You can reach us on station18living.com. You can also reach us by 678-926-1853. That's the number to the community. That's not my personal number, but it's 678-926-1853. You can also look us up on Facebook or Instagram, station18living.com.
Have you done this yet?
And 18 is the number. 18.
Yes.
Just want to make sure.
One and an eight.
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, I understand. I'm not trying to put you anywhere. But because the construction is so new, if I did a Bing or a Google search, would I see the finished apartments or would I see a bunch of trees that haven't been cut down yet where the property is? Do you know if they've made a change to where I could at least look it up? I type it in Bing and then I go, oh, I know exactly where that is.
Yes, okay. You should be able to see that now because okay. I've had people call from other states that are seeing our progress on the, you know, because you have Google Earth and other apps as well. So, yeah. Yes.
Now, is that a part of your website as well as you have the surrounding area, not only pictures of the paint drying in some of your apartments and the pool and the amenities, but also things that are nearby so someone can get a better perspective if they haven't listened to the show. Oh, my goodness, they're shopping right there, and I can go there for groceries, and I can go there for school, and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of other things. That's all available on the website.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, are you responsible for putting everything out on the website?
Not everything.
Oh,
we
good
have
heavens,
a superior marketing team that kind of leads to charge on that, and they kind of keep us in order.
So you just say, good job. You give them a thumbs up, and you go, "That was great. That's great."
No, it's a collaborative effort. But
I was going to say, as the community manager, Steve's
got to manage it. That's good.
He handles both, but I think one of the things that's come out from this interview, he's more about community. He's a little more about community than
just
he is
a little?
About the manager
okay.
side.
I guess you're right.
You manage well. Right. But one of the ways you've managed well is put people who manage even better than you on things like the website and things like that. And then you help also get the community growing. Right.
The fastest copy machine is Xerox. Yes, we try. That's what we do. We duplicate.
I love that. Steve Garner, community manager at Station 18 Apartment Homes, located at 1809 Appaloosa Lane in Beaufort. I like that. Steve, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Harper, now we know, you know, I like the idea of an us and them area around the pool. I like that. That was good. That was a great.
Do you remember that from the Bugs Bunny when he and Yosemite Sam, they had the forts and Bugs went into his, the flag went up us and Yosemite Sam's was them.
And then so, they kept switching back and forth.
Crazy
and,
Warner Brothers humor
oh,
that,
man,
that
I love it.
Dates itself and you know, it is what it is.
And
but
thankfully
we're going to have a message from somebody else, aren't we?
Let's come back right after these messages.
Life is full of ifs, but if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, Safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings. Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the fin life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.
For the first time ever, the Atlanta Gladiators podcast will now be on Business Radio X. Be on the lookout for new interviews each week as Director of Broadcasting and Communications Liam Gottemer chats with Gladiator players, coaches, and even representatives from corporate partners. For tickets, partnerships, and more, visit AtlantaGladiators.com or call our front office at 770-497-5100 to chat with a Gladiator representative today. Atlanta Gladiators Hockey, draw your sword.
And Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X is here to help business. We want to amplify the voice of business. Another person that's here to help is Regions Bank. They're here to help your business's financial future stay on track. Regions Commercial Banking has a team of experienced bankers in Gwinnett who can guide you in all areas of growth. Get the resources you need so every step can move you closer to your business goals. To learn more, visit regions.com/commercial-banking. Don't forget the dash. Regions Bank.
Member
FDIC. By the way, I did a little, there was a little political humor. I was whispering and then yelling. I won't say what because that'll cancel our show and divide the audience and how dare you. So then I may need to make fun of somebody else. And so I will. I'll eventually get there.
Well, we need someone like Steve Garner to bring our community together.
Amen. Amen. Around a wonderful pool.
Because you got to put your money somewhere. Cafe. You got to go buy a car. And then that, but where are you going to live is another one of those important
things. Don't forget
decisions.
To pick up your dog's poop, you know, which does remind me, there's a great Seinfeld joke about if aliens looked at our Earth and they saw two creatures walking and one of them pooped and the other creature picked up the poop, they would come down and go, we want to talk to the dogs because clearly they're in charge because you're walking behind them picking up their poo. So that's a great old Seinfeld quote. So we're
going back in our comedy.
Oh yeah. Well, you did Looney Tunes.
I did the Warner Brothers.
So So I guess after that we'll come back with Super Friends and Jabberjaw and Hanna-Barbera. We'll do Hanna-Barbera next week. Or Sid and Marty Krofft.
Yeah, we could go.
I could go all day with that stuff, yeah. Right? Then we could do original Japanese anime. I mean, you know,
Sigmund the
Sea Monster.
What were the Banana Splits? Remember those guys?
Well, I was thinking more of Electro Woman and Dyna Girl. That was my first crush. I was about 7 years old. So,
yeah. I was probably 10 by then, so I had moved on to
Sigmund the Sea Monster, which apparently was written.
No, I didn't.
They
have
were
a
high
crush
on drugs.
Sigmund.
No, you definitely did not have. But who? What was it? Wonder Woman? Is that who you had the crush? Linda Carter?
No, Farrah Fawcett.
Okay, Charlie's Angels.
So Mike is just grinding.
he hasn't even come out of his cubicle. Yeah, he's all I know is there's a call at 11, so we've got 27 more minutes, so we could go for a while.
We've
here.
Got plenty of time.
We might have to turn Steve's mic back on so that he can join in and talk about his favorite cartoon when he was growing up.
But when we were kids, that was the big thing. There was a Friday night preview show of all the things that you were going to see the next Saturday when the new season would start.
Oh.
I would have to do my homework and take out the trash in order to be able to stay up and watch.
The other thing that would come out was if you had your favorite comic book, they would massively promote the new Saturday morning lineup in your favorite comic book. There would always be a full page, you know.
And how do you think Post and Kellogg's did on commercials for filling time in?
Absolutely.
In some of those shows?
Because they filled us up with sugar, and then we were able to get through our day, and then we would come home, and we had no great pool or cyber cafe or trail to walk on.
Remember when John Belushi did the Saturday Night Live skit where he was... He had a cigarette in his mouth. And he goes, these powdered donuts have just the right amount of sugar to get you going in the morning.
He goes, they've been on my training table since I was a boy. So I will top that only with the other great Saturday Night Live cartoon. There's two, Saturday Night Live commercial. One with breakfast cereal is Phil Hartman with colon blow. Did you ever? That was
It takes
fantastic.
23 million.
Super colon blow. That's a lot of fiber. And then it isn't cereal, but the best Saturday Night Live commercial of all time was the bank that all they do is make change.
Oh, that was a good one. The Delta 88 was pretty good as well.
Yeah, that's good.
Be that as it may, we're not talking about Steve Garner and the apartments anymore. We've gone beyond that because we're so comfortable with where we are. We're comfortable.
He's created a great community here in the studio.
The environment couldn't be better.
It couldn't be couldn't be better. And, you know, business is business, but sometimes you got to have a little fun. You got to remember the cartoons when you grew up. You got to remember your favorite Saturday Night Live sketch.
All that stuff. So let's go find a dog and clean up its poop and send this show where it needs to go.
Absolutely. So we will. So for my co-host Harper and for our producer Dan and for Mike, who's stewing in the cubicle, this is Steven saying we will catch you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.